Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Nathan on the spot out of Orangeburg, South Carolina. We welcome you to tonight's show on crowdfunding. We have special guests tonight. The one and only Bone Crusher Smith. Pastor Bone Crusher Smith is back with us this week. And he's going to be taking over and introducing the rest of the guests for the night. If everybody would just take their phones and move them and all background, everybody would be live. And you can mute your phone out and come back in at a particular time when you get ready. Okay? So from now, I'm introducing you to Pastor James Bone Crusher Smith out of Burnaby, South Carolina. Take it away.
Thank you very much, Pastor Nathan Hill. I am not a pastor. I am in the ministry, though. Minister, you understand that a pastor has his own church, and he leads the flock. But I am trying to lead flock and getting people involved. You know, back a little bit before Christmas, I started getting some emails and texts from a good friend of mine, Mr. Woody Wharton. He lives in retired military, lives in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and he, some of the emails went like this: had I ever heard of crowdfunding? And to Google crowdfunding. So what I did was I Googled it, and I made a decision to make a small donation to his project, which is at the school program, and then he helped establish my project, which is mentoring kids around the world. And again, I am based in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, but I travel all over the country. I'm in Fayetteville, North Carolina right now, and I do fundraisers. He knew that. He knew that I do fundraisers. One of the type fundraisers that I do is a golf tournament, several golf tournaments in a year. And I'm doing one November the 7th in Clinton, North Carolina, near Fayetteville. So that's one of the reasons I'm in the area today, and I'll be in the area for the next several weekends leading up to the event. Another thing that I do is I do amateur boxing shows. I'm doing one coming up November the 21st in Myrtle Beach. And I have put together a fundraising effort to host a Boxing Legends Hall of Fame Museum in Myrtle Beach. So I'm trying to be creative in my efforts, try to engage crowdfunding, and with that, you know, we've gone into WeShare crowdfunding, you know, somewhat. We've received several donations, and we're just kind of hanging in there right now and kind of see which way we're going. But there is, if Woody is not on, there is a young man that lives in Fayetteville. He's retired military as well, and he actually shared we share crowdfunding with Woody, and we'd like for him to come on and give us some updates. He do a great job in updates, and he's very in tune with what's going on with We Share Crowdfunding. And if Mr. Monty Montgomery, Clarence Montgomery, is on the line, we call him Monty. If you're there, please step up and try to give us some updates on what's happening with We Share Crowdfunding.
Yes, sir. Hey, champ, this is Monty from Fayetteville, North Carolina. How do you hear me?
Good.
Great. I'd love to be on the call. Not a lot of updates, but there's a lot of buzz in the crowdfunding arena here. A lot of us have been kind of these last probably 8 or 9 months as we've been positioning with crowdfunding. As you know, crowdfunding is a phenomenon worldwide on the Internet. And I like to tell people, you know, crowdfunding is simply a fancy word for fundraising. So we kind of get all lathered up about a new concept, but it's really not a new concept. It's an old concept. So just stay to the basics. You know, it's fundraising. With that being said, like I was saying, a lot of us over the last 8-9 months have been looking for continuous donations and also trying to develop a situation where we could, you know, to market, to advertise. And there are over 500-600 other platforms, and that's the problem for most people in crowdfunding, is how do I drive traffic to my project page? How do I get donations? You know, how can I get 500,000 like the guy in Detroit that walked to work, you know, or the business entity that got $25 million from setting up a crowdfunding campaign? I mean, those types of results is what everybody's is seeking in crowdfunding now, you know, from the business side all the way down to the individual who needs a new roof, a roof on their house, which actually I need one for myself. That being said, the buzz in the community right now is an advertising platform, probably in the next couple of weeks, that's going to be launching that will support any crowdfunding platform. And a lot of us in WeShare, because some of the people who were responsible for the concept of WeShare, you know, kept that same focus to develop an advertising situation. So that's where we are. If I can introduce an update, is for all of us on the call who are involved in WeShare, you know, get back with your referrer, your sponsor in WeShare, and see if you can get some information about the advertising platform and how you can position yourself ahead of the launch and start getting information about how you can capitalize with this advertising platform. So that's the buzz, and, you know, that's what we're working towards right now. The whole crowdfunding market, it's just blowing up worldwide. In fact, I just opened my email, and I just a young lady just opted in to get more information about, you know, WeShare crowdfunding. So just simple marketing on social media. I mean, the activity is there for those who want to engage in it. I mean, I'm excited about it. You know, I love the activity and the potential of what can happen with crowdfunding, whether it's personal or to help develop a social cause. So I tend to give out my number, and I'll stay on the line here with you, champ, just in case, you know, we want to kind of bounce it back and forth for a while. If anybody has questions about advertising, marketing, the new platform, I recommend, again, get back with the person who referred you in WeShare, so you can kind of communicate with that person as the information starts to roll out. But my number is 910-556-4027, and that's Monty in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I'll try to help you the best way I can. So, champ, I'll push it back to you for a minute, and maybe if we got a couple of people and may have some questions, or if Jim is on the line, we had a special guest last week, that kind of he starts setting up the advertising platform on his own, we can reach out to him a little bit and maybe push it back to me later on, and I'll share a couple of tips about just reaching out to other people on social media.
Thank you, Monte. Jim, are you there? If you are, please join us and share a few words. If not, you know, I'm sitting here watching CNN in my hotel room, and they're talking about the shooting that happened, I guess it was yesterday, out in Oregon. And some of the survivors are using crowdfunding. They just announced it. I just noticed it on CNN. They use one of the platforms of crowdfunding as a fundraiser. They've already raised I think $200,000 in one day. It's amazing. If you could tap into that media or social media, how powerful and how it could grow so fast. I mean, it's just wild. I know we had with WeShare Crowdfunding, it's a little bit different scenario, how we connect different people together, and not without the use of the media, but I think what we're trying to do now is to engage in social media, Facebook and Twitter and all that other stuff that I know very little about. But anyway, I'm excited and, you know, trying to get back in the groove and just keep my ear to the ground and with the updates and ready to get going.
Well, champ, that's a great point. You know, if you're watching the media, for everybody else in the listening audience, you just kind of pay attention to what's happening in the media, and you'll see that, like I was saying earlier, anybody, the average person is starting a project for personal needs, social causes, all the way up to large corporations. And I was just I just sent out a post the other day on Facebook where there was a company just looking to raise $9 billion in research for new toys. And somebody commented back on Google Plus said, well, why would a publicly traded company want to use crowdfunding to raise money to research for, you know, their toys for their company? Well, it's pretty simple. You know, business people understand leverage. And if you can use other people's money instead of your own, that means you create even greater profit. So there's all kinds of angles to crowdfunding, whether it's on the personal side or the business side. And we're suggesting here in the marketplace and our listening audience, people, look, get engaged. Do some research. You know, find out where you can fit into crowdfunding or where crowdfunding can fit into your life, and just leverage. Take advantage. You're going to hear that word a lot coming here in the next 3 weeks about leveraging. And that's what we're doing with our platform with WeShare, is a community build where we're leveraging money within a community amongst ourselves. That's how simple the concept is. In fact, I had a guy join the other night, and he watched a video. It's a 40-minute webinar from one of our top people out in using the platform, Mr. Mark Hamlin. And he said, that was a great presentation. He summed it up. I could understand it. I mean, he closed it, and I'm excited. You know, I need to raise money for, you know, a situation with my home, repairing my home. And I, you know, great, there you go. So it affects people from different walks of life. If you can get the information, get to the information, research it, do your own due diligence, and see where you can plug in and use crowdfunding. And that's kind of what we're talking about here tonight with this program on Friday nights. It's generic. Hopefully you guys, you have questions or just kind of think outside the box, and we'll try to support you the best way we can. But crowdfunding is wide open. I mean, it's worldwide. And if you can grasp that concept of donations coming in for your cause worldwide, I mean, it's life-changing. It's a game-changer, as, you know, we say in the marketplace. So, you know, check it out and get engaged.
Very good. Very good, Monty. Pastor Hill, would you like to share a few words? This is really, you are responsible for us to be on this show today and on this call every Friday night. And we thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on here. The Blog Talk Radio goes all out across the world. People can call in from anywhere in the world, and it's a great opportunity. So, you know, at this time, I'd like to see if you have any words that you'd like to say about We Share Crowdfunding.
Not at this time. We got a house full tonight. So if anybody else, I see phone numbers from all from around the world. So I'm going to give the opportunity to anybody that want to say anything or ask a question. Or just announce yourself. I'm going to give them that opportunity at this time.
Yeah, it is. So
we have a lot of people on the line tonight.
Let's press 1 to speak.
We got 615. 2513 is the last 4 digits.
Yes, it's Selma greeting.
Oh, hi, Selma. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
All right. You have anything you want to say tonight?
I'm excited about the new platform that's about to come out. I understand how it works, and I really believe that it's going to be a game changer, especially for those of us that are having a lot of problems trying to work social media and that's not really good at it. I think this new platform is going to help us to get our crowdfunding platforms, our business where it needs to go.
Well, Thelma, tell everybody where you're calling in from.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay,
that's a good point there, man. Just on social media, I was just researching some topics myself, which, you know, again, I mean, people need to understand that this is new for all of us. So I learned something the other day, doing some due diligence with this new platform and trying to figure out how, you know, I'm going to work social media. And I was just Googling articles, and it just blew me away that, you know, you try to, you know, the point of social media is to grab people's attention. This platform is going to grab it through viral videos. And we've all watched these videos on YouTube, or somebody sent us a YouTube video in an email. Well, that's one of the concepts. Well, something I discovered here the other day, you know, just doing some research, was the headlines in an article. It's kind of like what you see on the news, you know, breaking news. They throw out a headline. So I started thinking, well, wait a minute. If I, you know, just go Google some of these articles about crowdfunding, you know, social media, internet marketing, online marketing, and then put my website, you know, my link at the end of that article, I might grab people's attention. So that's my tip for tonight, you know, for the listening audience. Go Google crowdfunding articles 2015 and start reading what some of these companies and individuals are blogging and talking about crowdfunding. And just take that headline that they're using, because, you know, they pay, you know, tens of thousands of dollars for people to write copy for them, advertising copy. You know, what appeals to people? What will make get people's attention? So there's a free way to get a headline to grab that person's attention to get eyeballs on your website. So that's my tip for tonight. Go Google crowdfunding articles 2015. Copy that headline of that article. In fact, I did about 20 of them the other day. So when this new platform comes out, and I'm using it also with my WeShare lead capture system to just post those article topics, you know, out on social media and out to my contacts and friends and emails and stuff like that, just to get them to go to my site and see what I'm talking about and raising funds. So, hey, I hope that helps anybody out there. But, again, Google crowdfunding 2015 articles, and you'll see what I'm talking about with these headlines for these articles and news articles. I mean, pay attention to what's happening on the news with crowdfunding. And if the news lead with a headline, you know, write that headline down and use that with your link to your project or to your website.
Oh, thank you, Marty.
So I'll pass Nathan back to you if we got anybody else that might want to come out and ask a question.
We got 719, last four digits is 3200.
Yeah, that's Chuck in Colorado. I don't have much to say other than I've been working with Monty, and he's a wealth of information, and I know about 1,000 times more this week than I knew last week about social media and how to make it work. And based on what Monty's done and what I've been doing on my own homework, I think by the time we launch in a couple of weeks, I could see maybe I could maybe have 50,000 followers on Twitter. And when we launch with 50,000 followers, I think that might put some money in my Christmas account. So reach out to Monty and let him tell you what to do, and then do it. And we'll all be happy campers.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
We got 714-8052. 714-8052.
Hey, Chuck, okay. This is Monty. Hey, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome, Monty. It's a pleasure.
Okay, we got 218-4594. Unmute yourself, 218-4594.
If you have a question, press 1 to come in the queue.
Or just answer. We got 240, 2565.
Yeah, a lot of people may just be tuning in for the first time, kind of great gathering information. And that's great. You know, hopefully we can provide some value to you tonight. And that's why we asked you if you have any questions. So there's a lot going on. Like I said, a lot of buzz is going on with crowdfunding and a different platform. Hopefully we can point you in the right direction and, you know, help you raise money for whatever cause that you have in mind. And we're talking about social media. I think we're going to be talking more and more about social media as the weeks unfold here. And you really have to understand the impact of social media. And I'm going to give you one example that Jim gave last Friday night with Twitter and the hashtag. If you're not familiar with Twitter and hashtagging, again, that's another thing you want to go and do some research on. Talk to some people about that. And it's the retweet, where you can tweet out a message, and an individual on Twitter could have you know, 5 people to 100,000 people. I mean, there are people with 1 million followers. If they take your message and retweet it, which in our case, you're going to have a website attached to it, that means you had a potential of 5 to 1 million people looking at your crowdfunding project or opportunity. That's the power of social media, and that's what we're about to get ourselves in front of. And it's not going to cost a lot of money. It's going to be simple to set up. In fact, the basic site is already built for us. You're simply going to implement your integrate your social media accounts to it and start building followers and friends and connections and let the system do the work for you. Facebook. Most of us have Facebook accounts. I mean, I have over 3,000 friends / connections on Facebook. And just imagine me putting my website out in front of 3,000 people. You know, I'm going to do that over the next year. What are the odds of 2 or 3 people liking what I send out and they're interested? Well, now 5 of my people do the same thing. So it goes from 3,000 to 6,000 to 9,000 to 15,000 to 100,000. That's how your donations will grow, and that's how you can build your community in WeShare. That's what we're talking about. So, again, the Blog Talk list audience here, kind of get engaged here with social media and understand the power of what we can do here by using social media.
The law of large numbers.
Yeah, the numbers work in your favor every time. I always say math is a pure science. The numbers don't lie. And that example Jim gave the other night, last Friday night, was a retweet of a picture of the Arby's sandwich. Okay, their social media team picked that up, and there are over 400,000 people follow Arby's. Now, anybody that's listening to this, think about it. If you had a business opportunity, would you not want the ability to have 400,000 people looking at your website? That was one retweet on one account in Twitter. Now, what's coming is a situation where you can develop over 25 Twitter accounts, a LinkedIn account, a Facebook account. So, I mean, this thing is going to be huge in your reach. So please stay tuned, get the information, and get ready for how you can capitalize. And just not necessarily crowdfunding. If you have another business opportunity or something you want to promote, learning this concept will help you in your other programs that you have online. I mean, I'm so excited about it, I can't stand it. I can't wait. Just to let you know, I mean, I have 5 Twitter accounts right now. I have over 2,000 people ready to go on one account. I have 3,000 on another. I have my Facebook. I have my Google Plus. I have my IBO Toolbox. I have several email safe lists. You know, all those things set, ready to go as we get into this advertising crowdfunding.
That's wonderful.
All right. We're almost at the bottom of the hour, Pastor Hill, and we can call it a wrap if you want to.
That's fine. I think we had a lot of comments tonight. We got a lot of people on the line. Last week, I think the last time I checked, we had over 65 people already running to look at the show since last week. And I don't know how many. That was 3 days ago, so I should have checked it before we came on tonight. But I know it's over 65.
Wow.
Listening at the show. I'm looking.
Yeah, I reposted it out, so for everybody who's listening, I took it and I will put it back out on social media, so you can pass it on and have people take a listen, and maybe you can pick up some tips that might help you further. Again, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call me. That's Monty, 910-556-4027. You can Google me. Just go to Google and search Clarence T. Montgomery, and you'll easily find a way to get in touch with them. So I look forward to talking and work with everybody in crowdfunding or internet marketing in general. If I can be of assistance, please do not hesitate to give me a shout.
Let me ask you one question before we go. How do you hook your PayPal to your account?
That's pretty simple. Pastor, if you give me a call, I can walk you through it in about 2 minutes. And,
all right.
I think I may even have your email address in our support page, support site with WeShare. There's a video that shows you how to do it, but I can actually walk you through it faster than you can watch the video and do it. It's real simple.
Okay. We'll do that.
Hey, yes, indeed. I'm here to support you, and, hey, let's get some donations coming in your way.
Oh, thank you very much. I sure need them.
Thank you, Clarence Montgomery Monty and Pastor Hill. And we want to thank everyone that tuned in tonight to listen. And this is James Vaughn Christian Smith in Fayetteville, North Carolina tonight, but on my way back to Myrtle Beach, my hometown, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina tomorrow, and driving through the rain. And hopefully we'll see you guys next Friday night for the Blog Talk Radio Show. And with that said, good night and have a great week. Good night.
Good night. Hey, listening audience, bring your questions next week. We're fired up and ready to go.
All right. I like that. Good night, everybody.
All right. Good night, Bess.
Good night.
Good night, all.
One of them all.